Me with the coach, Mike Green Maintenance. We're on the road once again, take you behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got one of the stars of the White Sox I'm going to introduce you to. Introduce yourself to my audience.
Name's Andrew Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn. I've been hearing a lot about that kid. He any good?
Oh, just a kid that loves the game, man.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. We will introduce you to our Chicago audience.
All right, born and raised in Northern California. Grew up there my whole life, went to school there, went to Cal. Went there 3 years, ended up getting drafted by the White Sox and get to be part of this great organization.
So you're a West Coast boy, you don't know nothing about the Chicago weather.
All new to me.
You been up here in the winter yet?
Came, what was it, Sox Fest 2 years ago. Flew over the lake and it was frozen. I said, uh-oh.
Oh, you was ready to go back home.
I said, it's gonna be cold. I think I brought one sweatshirt.
So, you know, I used to coach college baseball. I scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues now. What's this experience been like for you?
I mean, it's been unbelievable, especially coming to a club like the White Sox. And we have that winning vibe going on. We've had it since spring training. Guys made it to postseason last year, got a little taste of it. And I think this year, that drive has come in and everybody's in it to win it right now.
So, I mean, once you got here, was it what you thought it was, or was it just so much more than you thought?
It blew me away. I mean, it's unbelievable the fans we've been getting. This place has been sold out the past couple months. It's been so special getting to play for crowds like that and getting to play the best guys in baseball. I mean, this is the top of the top, and it's unbelievable.
And what about the transition you had to make from high school and those other levels to play on a big league level?
Yeah, I mean, it took a lot of hard work. I mean, coming out of high school, I wasn't a highly touted prospect per se, and then went to Cal and I went to work. I went in the weight room and worked on my craft, and then made it possible to get drafted in size I did, and I was very fortunate that and gave me the opportunity to be here and make it to the big leagues. It's been a great ride so far.
And I would always tell my guys when I was coaching college ball that you had to eat, drink, and sleep this game if you want to play on the next level.
You do. It becomes your life. I mean, 162 games, 180 days, plus spring training and playoffs. It's every day. You got to get used to that grind. I mean, some days your body ain't feeling great. Some days your body's feeling good, and you just have to learn how to do the ebbs and flows of it.
And when I look at this team, and I know you got Eloyd, and you weren't around, I don't think, when Yoman was here, but I know you have some characters on this team. And it reminded me of, you know, coaching college and high school ball. So what is it like being around all these characters?
I mean, it's such a good group of guys. I mean, everybody has such a personality, and it makes it fun to come to the clubhouse every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to see faces that they're going to make you smile. You're going to laugh. You're going to have a good time. And once you step between the white lines, it's game on.
So what is it like hitting major league pitching?
It's different. I mean, these guys are the best of the best. They can move it. They throw hard, and they don't miss their spots a whole lot. So you got to go up there, and you got to battle.
And sometimes make you scratch your head.
Sometimes it will. Sometimes they'll throw something, and you go, so you can say.
So I got to ask this question. I ask every guy, first interview I do with him, when you got that call up to the big leagues, you walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
Speechless. That's what it was. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was in Anaheim. Family got to be there, close to home. Yeah, I'll never forget.
You wrote a page in the history book just for your own memories, huh?
That's exactly right.
Coach, take your yarks behind the scenes with the man for the White Sox. Appreciate it.
Thanks
a lot.